What can you do as an adult child of divorce to intentionally pass your faith on to your child? That's what we're going to be discussing in today's episode of Heart in a Drawer, the podcast for adult children of divorce. I'm so glad that you are here with me today. If you're new, my name is Sarah Gehringer, and I host this podcast. We are in part two of a four-part series on parenting. And if you're returning back as a listener, I'm so glad that you've joined me again. I just wanted to tell you that anyone who gives a donation of any amount during this month will get a free, printable, and exclusive video teaching from me. So make sure that you check out the show notes to learn how you can benefit from that. So, I grew up in the church. I knew God just as a little girl. And when my parents got divorced, my faith was an anchor for me. It was a source of comfort, security, and peace for me. And so, it was very, very important to me when I found out I was going to be pregnant with our first child that I would be intentional about passing faith on to my children. So I'm going to tell you some of the things that I did because really they're not that complicated. And even though I have two teens and one tween right now, we're still doing some things. So I think that you can start at any time to start planting those seeds in your child's heart so that they will see you putting faith in action. Now, I want to tell you something first before I give you some statistics. We had a really wonderful lay minister in the church that I was attending when my children were young. And this was before I decided where they were going to go to school. And I grew up in a Christian school, and then I transferred to a public school during high school. So I wanted his opinion on what was the best choice. And he told me that the choice doesn't matter quite so much, it's the motive for making that choice. So he said, you know, there's a lot of parents who think I will let the church do the work of teaching my kid about faith, or I'll let the school do that if it's a Christian school. I'll let them do it, and then they never really engage their child in any faith conversations. And he said, what's going on in the child's mind and heart is someone's lying. Someone's not telling me the truth. Even if they're going to church, youth group, and regular church services, if they're going to a Christian school, learning religion every day, participating in chapel and such, if mom and dad aren't talking about faith, if they're not modeling faith, if they're not growing in faith, the child is going to side with mom and dad 9 times out of 10. And that's why so many kids are leaving the faith once they get into college. And I want to give you some statistics that are probably slightly out of date now, but they're going to give you a good idea of what it's like for Westerners right now. And this book is an amazing resource. It's called Raising a Modern Day Joseph. I started using this when my kids were younger. And it talks about a Barna research group. It says one that out of every two teenagers abandons the church during college. This book was published in 2009. George Barna says, in fact, the most potent data regarding disengagement is that a majority of 20-somethings, 61% of today's young adults, had been churched at one point during their teen years, but now they are spiritually disengaged. And then it says, meanwhile, Josh McDowell, who's a very prolific writer and known for apologetics for teens, says that some denominational leaders report that as many as 94% of teenagers leave the church after high school. And it gives some more statistics. I'm not going to spend more time on that. My youngest daughter is in confirmation class right now. And the pastors just told us that the two key elements to keeping a kid in their faith once they leave the home would be connection to different people of different ages at the church, especially a youth group, and talking about faith at home. That's really all there is to it. It's helping them know other Christians in the church and talking about faith at home. So if we want our kids to be like Joseph when he was in Egypt in a totally pagan culture and held fast to his faith and stood firm on his moral ground, if we want our kids to be like that in this culture, it's a great book to equip you in that way. But also we've got to start having those conversations with our kids. So I want to tell you what I have done. And again, this is not that hard. When they were really, really small, I just got a devotional that was meant for toddlers and preschoolers. And we would read that at night. And then I would say a short prayer with them. And then as they got a little bit older, I would say a blessing over them. Put my hand on their head and just say a very simple blessing. I've written a post about this. I will link it in the show notes. And now that they're great big, you know, my oldest one is taller than I am. He still wants his blessing at night. I think that the power of touch and speaking words of affirmation over them is very powerful. And right now what we're doing, this is new for 2021, we bought a version of the Bible. It's called The Story. Again, I'll link it in the notes below. And it's just the NIV version, but it is abridged. So the Bible reads like a story, like a novel almost, and it doesn't have all the listings of names and rules and regulations in the Old Testament. Right now we're in like the story of Moses, and we're taking turns reading it after dinner time. So that's really all that it amounts to. And then of course, like I talked about in the last episode, about being honest with your child about the failures in your family in terms of the family divorces, you also need to be very honest with them about how faith is intersecting in your life, of what God is saying in your prayer life, what he's teaching you through his word, what impressions that you got from the sermons that week. Just weave that into your daily conversation. It doesn't have to be really deep. It's just a matter of getting into conversation about it and showing them that God is working in your life, because then they're going to want that for themselves. They're going to be curious about it. Your children are naturally curious about spirituality, and they want to have the truth from you first, even more than they want it from the church, even more than they want it from their Christian school. So make sure that you're doing something intentional every day to start pouring into your child. Now, I am going to make a very, very special printable available to you on something I've wanted to talk about for a long, long time. I want to break this scripture down, and I'm going to have this available to you if you subscribe to my newsletter. It's going to be in my library, so I'll put instructions on the show notes. But I just want to read this scripture because I think this is full of things that we need to be intentional in teaching our children. This is from 2 Peter 1. I'm reading from the ESV version. And I'm starting in verse 5. For this very reason, make every effort, supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. So I see this as a list of virtues that we need to be intentional in talking about with our children. And since there's so much meat in here, I want to make a really good printable for you. So I will leave a link to show you how to sign up for my list so that you'll get that in my library. And I think that I'll put some talking points that you can have with your kids in this printable and use it as a resource for Bible study with your kids. So that's my encouragement for you today, because I just want to affirm the power that God has given you to pass faith on to your child. And you know, Jesus told us that if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, we can move a mountain. We can move a mountain in God's power because we're trusting God to use the little tiny faith that we have to do something huge. And in our culture, in our time, that would be a child who hangs onto their faith into adulthood and has a Christian marriage, a Christian family, and stands firm in their faith in the face of this godless culture that we're raising them in. So I just want to say that the Lord will empower you if you are willing to do the planting and the watering. He will grow those seeds that you're planting in your children. So please check out the show notes for all of these links to all these materials. And I would like to close out by praying for you now. Father in heaven, I just thank you so much for the parents who are watching. And I thank you for the seeds of faith that you've planted in their heart. And I pray that they would have the courage and the knowledge and the wisdom that it's going to take. Also the persistence to plant these seeds in their children's hearts. No matter if they're starting when their kids are teens or when they're just babies. Lord, I know that you can equip them for whatever they need to do at whatever stage they're at in parenting. And I pray that you would bless their faithful work. You would give them the materials they need to pass this goodness on to their children and help them, equip them, and strengthen them in this important work for your kingdom. And I pray this in Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for joining me today. And remember, if you're watching this on YouTube, would you like or comment or share this video so more people can see it? If you are listening to this on a podcast, I would love for you to leave a review so more people can see the value that you get from listening to Heart in a Drawer. Until next time, I'm praying God's peace and blessings on you.